Yeah, there's one left. So Mel, Mark, and Harwinder. We'll do it in that order. Mel first. Where does your party stand on the topic of proportional representation?
An interesting question. Thanks to whoever put this in, or maybe it took a number of people putting this question in. When proportional, or a change to our electoral system, was promised by the previous, in the previous election and the current prime minister, the conversation took part across the country. We had conversations right across the country and writing associations on both sides, or many sides, hosted events where people could come to learn about the different types of electoral systems that might be out there other than first past the post. My writing association did it. I put out a survey also from my MP office on that. But what came out of that was that we also, if we're going to make a change in our electoral system, that needs to be a choice of the people, the voters. And through, the only way to do that properly is through a referendum. Not by one party deciding that they want to change the system because they got in power. Because what came out of the consultations that even the government undertook right across this country, what happened was the results that they got back weren't what they were expecting or what they were hoping for. So they decided they're not going to change anything. They were going to break one of their biggest election promises, because the people of Canada actually spoke out. And what we maintained right from the beginning as our Conservative caucus, and we were 100% united on this, that if it was going to change, it had to be done by a referendum. We've seen that referendum three times in British Columbia. Because even through all of those meetings that were put out to explain the other processes, they're so complicated that people aren't ready for it. People elected to not change from our first past the post system through a referendum, and I believe that's the way the country should move forward. By democracy, a democratic vote, and a referendum system. Thank you very much for the question.
I grew up in Belgium, which was the first country that had proportional representation. It started there in 1897. I remember it well. The proportional representation is a system where you avoid having a small or a minority of government say 100% or make 100% of the decisions. That is what we see here. The way it was handled in the province here in the BC referendum last year was that we had a government that made a proposal and it gave us three choices, and a lot of the trust was not there to get the government to decide which one of the three they would take in the end. If they would have come up with one proposal, I think it would have passed in BC. And we would have had the situation in BC that we see all over the country. It would have been the first jurisdiction in North America to have proportional representation. The thing is that in small countries like Belgium, the Netherlands, they're smaller than Vancouver Island, 17 million in Holland, 14, 15 million in Belgium. The regional aspect doesn't play much. So you don't worry about regional representation as much as you would in Canada. Now in New Zealand, they've transferred to proportional representation with a multi-MPP, multi-party proportional representation, and you actually have, on your voting bill, you don't have one check mark, but you can put three check marks. You have a party that represents pipelines, if you want. Each party has a much narrower aspect that they, or policy that they represent. So now if you vote for a party in the first past the post, you have a whole slate of policies. You might vote for them for only one policy and disagree with the others. You're still going to have to put up with them. And that is something we need to understand. And that is what you get away with, or what you get away from, with proportional representation. It's election a la carte, where you just check the menu of what you want. That is where I stand. That's where the Green Party stands. We want to pursue the transition to proportional representation. Thank you very much.